So I think it's just realizing that things that are done become material for spirits to utilize for their own sense of delight. And that's what this whole sort of series of readings is about, so far as infestations go. So for the most part, things that come to the surface are just that. They're things coming to the surface. So it's not that they weren't there before. They sit underneath, and at an unconscious level, they do their work. So when you begin to do more introspective work with self-examination, then things come up. And so in the Heaven and Hell series, in particular in the Awakening series in Heaven and Hell, late 400s, 490s onward, I think about 512, it deals with the various stages of awakening to spiritual life. And in those stages, there is descriptions of things coming up from the past. So when we do spiritual work, the things that need to come up are brought up, and the act of bringing them up is the mercy of the Lord. So it's not a case of reliving them, it's a case of being released from them. So the person that did those things, like, one way of dealing with it is just to see it as somebody else. So what was shared was the idea of things that are done by others who have very different perspectives and life experiences than perhaps we do. So that applies to our past senses of self as much as it does to others as well. So the idea of practicing charity towards the neighbor is to bring those qualities to mind in order for those things of the past to be let go of and we move on. The Lord doesn't bring them up to condemn us, but to have us acknowledge what they were and to move on, not to become absorbed in them again in a way which is not helpful. But if you do get absorbed in them, that gives you a point of work, right? That's part of the process as well. But it's just being aware that those things done are not us unless we choose to hang on to them. And on a more unconscious plane are spiritual associates that are able to hold on to whatever it is out of the level of the memories and maintain their life through their attachment to it. And that feeds on into feelings in us that we take as our own, whereas that's not the case at all. Yeah, all life flows in, as we often say.